We all love Reverend Michelle. She doesn't make me say that, but it's true. But one of the great things is to be open to having other voices come in, other people come in, new speakers come in. And we certainly had that opportunity over this period of 2 months in order to be inspired by other voices. And we have that opportunity today. And we have with us today Reverend Della Menicella. And like I said, she'll be doing a workshop later. You're certainly going to, after hearing her speak, want to attend that. But before she comes up, let me tell you a little bit about who Reverend Della is. Reverend Della Menicella is an ordained religious science minister, and she serves as a staff minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, Princeton. She is also a spiritual mentor for business and professional women. She helps them create the results they want on the spiritual level. She guides them to take inspired action, and she teaches them how to keep their thoughts focused on their vision long enough for the universe to bring them what they want. Reverend Della is also a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, a model of behavioral excellence. She has studied the components of success and peak performance strategies for more than 3 decades. She spent 20 years as a corporate trainer, during which she taught these strategies to individuals to help them achieve higher levels of performance and success. The bottom line, Reverend Della teaches her students how to combine the spiritual with the practical to get real world results. Please welcome Reverend Della Menicella.
Have you ever been on a trip yourself or been on a trip with children and it's someplace you really, really, really wanted to go, but it took some time to get there? And after some time, you invariably heard this question, are we there yet? This usually happens when it's something that you really want to place, you really want to get to, but it seems like it's taking forever to get there. I am an ordained minister with the Centers for Spiritual Living. And from the time I took my first class until the time I became ordained, it was almost 16 years. I knew what the requirements were, and I was okay with it, at least initially. In 2006 is when I got licensed to be a minister, and I knew that it took at least 7 years of ministry before you were able to apply for ordination. And again, initially I was okay with that, until some people that I knew went to become interfaith ministers. And after 2 years of taking classes, they became ordained. And I still wasn't ordained. So I was not a happy camper. Can you relate to that in some way, shape, or form? So about a year before I was actually granted ordination, I decided, I'm not waiting for this. This is ridiculous. This is too long. These people, they just started taking classes. They're ordained. I'm not ordained. So I decided to look for other places that I could go to get the designation of an ordained minister. But then after a while, this didn't feel right. And I realized that I really did want to get the designation of ordination from the place that licensed me, which is the Centers for Spiritual Living. And so I said, okay, I will do whatever I have to do to get it done, to be granted that license, that designation through CSL. And I did. One of the things I realized after I went for my ordination panels is that the Centers for Spiritual Living grants the designation of ordination when the individual has achieved a very high level of spiritual maturity. And I realized that even though I thought that my goal was to become ordained, the greater gift that I received was to know that I had, at least at that point, achieved some real deep level of spiritual maturity. So that was the greater gift that I got. And I am an ordained minister with the Centers for Spiritual Living. What I'd like to talk with you about today is about goals. How many of you have goals? You really need to, if you're with me, you need to all raise your hand. Because if you don't have a goal, we're going to have a conversation. See, I'm about this teaching, as Chris was saying, this teaching into physical form. What I'm all about is taking this teaching and living it so you get to live your dreams. The real how-to, the living in this teaching for real good. And then you can create whatever kind of world you want to live in. So I want to talk about goals. And I'd like to talk about some of the reasons why people don't achieve their goals. And one of the biggest reasons that I see, even with this people in this teaching, one of the biggest reasons they don't get what they want is because they are not clear about what it is that they want. People don't decide what they want to accomplish. They don't have a clear-cut vision. Even when I listen to sometimes the people doing treatments, like, what is going to demonstrate from that? You want to know exactly what you want to accomplish. What is your specific goal? And the reason you want to know your specific goal is because we have access to this infinitely powerful law. But the law does not make decisions for you. You have to direct it. So one of the biggest problems with people is that they are not making a decision about what they want. They're so vague, they're so general, they're so fuzzy, and the result is vague, general, fuzzy results. The next reason that people don't achieve their goals is because they're not realistic. Now, I know you can accomplish anything. I totally and absolutely believe that we can accomplish anything we want. However, and this is a biggie, if you're setting a goal and you don't believe that it's something that you can achieve, guess what? You're not getting it. I am not about really high-level thinking. I'm about results. So if you don't believe you can achieve it, you're not going to achieve it, and that is not a really useful way for you to be able to function in your life. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win but you think you can't, it's almost a cinch you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out in the world we find, success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But soon or late, the man who wins is the one who thinks he can. This is by Walter Wintle. It's written many years ago, so put man and woman. Another reason why people don't achieve the goals they want is because they set such big goals, and then they're so overwhelming. And because they're so overwhelming, they never take any action towards achieving them. And if you don't take action towards achieving your goals, you're not going to achieve your goals. So those are some of the main reasons why people don't get what they want. And I'd like to talk to you about some ways that you can get what you want. How many people really want to get what you want? I mean, why not? Why not? That's what we're about, living this teaching so that we can achieve what we want. And the way we make this world better is to teach other people how to do the same. You know that saying, you give a fish? Well, we're going to teach other people how to fish. We have to know how to fish first. Okay, so the first thing you need to know with a goal is you need to be specific. And what I mean by specific is you have to know if you have achieved it. For instance, people say, well, I want to earn more money. Well, what, do you want to earn a penny more? Well, no, that's not what I meant. So you want to say exactly what it is you want. $100,000 a year, that's clear cut. You know if you've achieved it or not. Isn't that simple? So you want to make it very specific because you're doing a couple of things. You are starting to direct the law to accomplish it for you, and you're starting to get into relationship with it yourself. And there's a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. And what this does is it screens out extraneous information. Especially nowadays, we have so much information on the internet. You could be overwhelmed and overloaded. But But when you set a goal, the reticular activating system will allow to come into your conscious awareness those ideas that can support you, those methods, those systems, those people that can support you in accomplishing what it is that you want. So you want to set a very clear-cut, specific goal. Another thing you want to do is to be aware of why do you want to accomplish it? What are the benefits? A lot of times we set out to achieve goals, or let me rephrase that. A lot of times we set goals because somebody thinks we should. Have you ever had people in your life who decided that you should do this and you should set a goal to achieve this? It doesn't usually work, does it? Okay, so if somebody wants you to set a goal, don't. Because you're not going to do it. Again, I'm about getting results. You might want to think about what that might be for you and then come up with your own goal and then set that. But you want to know, why are you doing it? The more reasons you can come up with your, what they call your big why, the more you're likely to finally achieve it. And the reason is because when you set a goal, especially if it's a big goal, you are going to hit up against obstacles. And I know treatment, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but you are going to hit obstacles. And it's so easy to quit when you hit up against those obstacles. So the reason that you want to know what your why is, what are the benefits, not only to you, to your family, to your friends, to your world. Because when you hit those obstacles, you go back to that list and you look at why you're doing it. And that can help you get back on the path of accomplishing what it is that you want to accomplish. Another thing that you need to do if you want to be able to successfully achieve goals is be willing to change internally. There is a thing called the law of correspondence. And basically, what your consciousness is equals your circumstances. And a lot of people want to change their circumstances, but they don't want to change themselves. You know some people like that? Some days you are some people like that? So you want to realize that if you want to change your circumstances, you must be willing to change yourself. You must be willing to change your consciousness. And I talk a lot about changing consciousness because when you change your consciousness, it becomes much easier to do that. So you have to be willing to change yourself in order to change your circumstances. Another thing with goals is you must be willing to accept all that comes with it. I used to be a motivational speaker. And part of being a motivational speaker means you get to live out of a suitcase and in hotel rooms, which is kind of tough. And at that time, I had younger children. So I made a decision that I was not going to be a national speaker. I mean, I did do some things, but I basically stayed in the tri-state area because I could drive there and I would still be able to get home. Whatever goal you're setting, especially if it's big and it's different from where you are now, you are going to need to do certain things externally to be able to support that goal. So you want to be clear about that and then make a decision that you're willing to do all that comes with it. Otherwise, you're not going to be successful in the long term. I would like to, each of you has a handout. Does everybody have a handout? Okay, please don't fill it in yet. I'm actually going to take you through a meditation and let your divine wisdom guide you through it, but for right now. So let's look about the goal. Be specific. You write it in the present tense. I am, and I am, we know, is the name of God. And whatever you say after your I am is really, really powerful. And I'm going to let these people get the worksheets. Also, who doesn't have something with which to write? Because we have pencils too. Okay, so can you just get this gentleman a pencil, please? You have one? Oh, perfect. Okay, so you want to write your I am. And what I would put in there is it's a details. I would put in the specific, I am now earning $40,000 per year. And you put it in the now. Don't think about it in the future. Write some notes, but we're going to go through an activity to actually fill it out for yourself. So it's I am now earning $40,000 a year, $50,000, whatever it is that you want. I also like to include specifics about it. So let's say you want to have a great job. I have this wonderful job. I earn $50,000 a year. I work with wonderful people. I love what I'm doing. They love me. I'm a blessing to the world. So I put specific things in there, really specific things in there. The next thing, what are the benefits to achieving the goal? As we said before, you really want to write down as many of them as you can. And I would like to encourage you to think beyond yourself. Very often when we're doing stuff for ourselves, there's a real good chance we're going to give up when it gets hard. And it will get hard. I'm telling you that right now. It's going to get challenging if you have big goals. But the more you can think about why you're doing it for others, the more you can think about why you're doing it for your community, for your family, for the world, you're more likely, and I'm more likely, to do things for other people than we are to do them for ourselves. So having that really big benefit that what your goal is going to accomplish, not only for yourself, but for others, really becomes a very, very, very powerful motivator. Who do you have to become in order to achieve the goal? Let's go to an example of an entrepreneur. Somebody who decides they want to be in their own business, they have to be willing to make decisions about things then when they don't have all the facts. They have to be willing to do things when they don't feel like it. They have to be willing to deal with fear and go through courage and uncertainty. They have to be willing to do whatever it takes. So it's who do you need to be in order to accomplish your goal? Because you're going to have to change, as I said before. What spiritual practices are going to support you in accomplishing your goal? It just amazes me. So many people who are in this teaching and other spiritual teachings, they have their spiritual life, and then they have their real life, and never the twain shall meet. It drives me crazy. I use spiritual practices for everything, everything, everything. And when, well, in the workshop, we're going to go through that more, but what spiritual practices will help you accomplish your goal? Why are you doing it by yourself? You have access to the power that created the universe from nothing to work on your behalf, and too many people are not using it. They're doing it by themselves. So what would be some spiritual practices that would be helpful in accomplishing your goal? By the way, this is interactive, so now I want to get some answers. What are some spiritual practices that can help you? Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Thank you for sharing that. She said working with a prayer partner. When I was going through my ordination panels for CSL, for ordination, they asked me if I had a prayer partner, and I said, no. And they said, you need to get one. And it was so wonderful, divine intelligence working perfectly. As that evening, I found my prayer partner who I work with today. And we meet once a week, and she treats for me, and I treat for her, and it's such a blessing, so absolutely. Okay, what else could be a useful practice? Meditation. Okay, what else? Yeah. Thank you. See, that's what I'm saying. Treat, 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 treat. You treat about everything. Absolutely daily treatment. What else? Yes, like Neil said, take classes. These classes. You are so lucky. We're so lucky in the Centers for Spiritual Living that we have so much education to teach us truth, to teach us how to apply it, to teach us how to live it. Absolutely take classes. What else? Gratitude. Absolutely. Gratitude is an incredibly powerful practice. I practice it every single night, every day of my life, and it's really a blessing. So you want to think about the correct or the appropriate spiritual practices that are going to help you because you want to have a divine partnership. You don't want to do it by yourself. So with this handout, we're going to do we're going to fill it out as if we're doing it for this woman named Sally. Now, Sally wants to have a love relationship. This is her goal. She wants to be in a good, loving relationship. Sally has a tendency to have a very low opinion of herself. She's usually acting very negatively in general. She's very pessimistic. She doesn't think, you know, she doesn't have a lot of confidence. And she has a tendency to complain a lot to everyone about everything. So, what do you think would be a good way to write a goal statement for Sally? You maybe start with the I am now.
I am grateful.
For what?
For
help. Okay, but she wants to be in a love relationship. See, this is, okay, she wants to be, this is, she wants to be in a love relationship with a wonderful man. So What would she say? How would she put it down? Okay. Perfect. Okay, what did somebody else say? Yeah? I am lovable. Okay, we put that in there also. Yes. What else? Yeah. I am living love. Okay. To tell you the truth, I like the real, see, that's lovable and I'm living love would be part of it. But really, does that say that she wants to have a relationship with a man? You see, you want to be specific because your brain doesn't know what that means. Being in a loving relationship with a man is what she wants. So you need to be very clear. You know, poetry is great and I love the way things sound, but you want results. How many of you want results? Please say yes. So I am in a loving relationship with a wonderful man. I like to put in things very self-respecting and so on. It's a blessing to each other and so on. Absolutely. Okay. So what are the benefits for Sally for achieving this goal? She's happy. That's a good one. That's, you know, that's about it. What else? She gets to feel and express love, yes. So she's also a blessing to whoever her love relationship is, right? So it's not just her. I always like to say blessing to the person. Person is a blessing to you. It works both ways. What else? What other benefits? Yes, yes. Thank you so much because we're not singular people. People think that if you only do something for one thing, it only affects that one thing. It affects everything. We're multidimensional people. So yes, thank you. Okay, so who does she have to become in order to achieve that goal? Okay, so let's go into specifics. So she has to be loving and kind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yes, were you going to say something? Okay. How about the complaining? Remember I said she complains all the time. She's got to stop that because... Exactly, because if she's complaining all the time and she continues to complain, that's negative energy. And she's going to attract negative energy and a negative guy or something. How about how she feels about herself? She has to work, yeah. She has to work on developing those qualities within herself because remember, she doesn't have a lot of confidence. She's got to change. So she needs to start to focus on that. It doesn't magically just pop in from the air and just drop down. She needs to work on changing the inside to match the outside. Otherwise, if she doesn't feel good about herself, she may attract a guy. But she's going to attract a guy who is going to treat her the way she feels about herself, which probably means she's going to have an abusive relationship. She needs to change inside so she attracts somebody who matches her. What are some spiritual practices that she can do? Affirmations. Okay, what else? Treating, of course. Thank you. I see you treat all the time. I can tell. What I'm sorry?
Visioning.
Okay. What else? Practicing gratitude. Absolutely. So you see how you would start to work with this to actually make it something that's useful to you in accomplishing what your results are. Yes? Any questions about this now? Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to close your eyes. And you're not going to write yet. We're going to have divine wisdom guide you. I always find that divine wisdom knows a whole lot more than I do. Okay, so take some nice deep breaths. In and out. In and out. And with each breath in, and each breath out, you become more relaxed, more focused, and you create a space for your higher wisdom to guide you through this process. Ask your higher wisdom, what is the perfect goal for you to focus on right here and right now? Don't write yet, just... So let divine wisdom guide you through that. What is the highest goal? What is the most important thing for you to focus on right here and right now. And let divine wisdom share with you what the benefits are for you achieving this goal, for yourself, for your family, for your community, and for the world. And let your divine wisdom tell you, share with you, who do you need to become? Who is the person you need to become to support the accomplishment of this goal? And now, let divine wisdom share with you what are the spiritual practices that are going to support you most fully in accomplishing this specific goal. Thank your divine wisdom for being your guide for this process, knowing that it is always available for you in every situation in your life. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes and you can now fill out your form, your sheet. So feel free to just write out what you received. And I'm wondering why I'm not seeing big smiles on your faces. As you're completing this, because this is the beginning of the manifestation of these goals. I'm going to give you one more minute just because I'm looking at the clock here. Okay. Okay, so it looks like most of you are done. How many of you feel happy about this goal? And you should, if you didn't raise your hand, I want to ask you why. I didn't choose the goal, you did. That's another thing. You want to choose goals that make your heart sing. And in the workshop that we're going to be doing directly after this service, we're going to get to real nitty-gritty details. I'm a detail person. You could ask Chris, because I used to do training programs for a company she used to work for. This is like, we have this big stuff here, and I'm about chunking it down into the how-tos and the specifics and the get it done, get a result. So this is just a little bit of a taste to get you on the path of, well, how do I actually start to live this teaching? And how to get a result. So if you're interested in demonstrating and manifest, in my center, my pastor, Reverend Karen Kushner, keeps on saying that I'm the one who demonstrates. I love to manifest. I love results. So if you're interested in accomplishing some real results in your life, I would love to extend an invitation to you to come to the workshop. We're actually going to be diving deeper into this. So are you excited about your goal?
Yes.
You better be. So as you work towards a goal, some of the goals will take a while. Like, look at me, almost 16 years to become an ordained minister. You're going to want to quit. That's a fact. For most big goals, you're going to want to give up. But I want to read you one of my favorite poems, and I'm sure many of you have heard this before. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you are trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about what he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night slipped down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. You have a goal. You have dreams. I believe that you're meant to achieve your dreams. I believe that the divine gave you those dreams. The divine gave you those goals, and therefore the divine wants you to accomplish them. So set the goals. Take consistent action towards the goals. Keep putting one step in front of the other, no matter how long it takes. And when you do that and you ask yourself the question, am I there yet? Your answer will be what? Yes. Thank you so much. Just close your eyes. I am going to do a treatment. This treatment is for each one here. There is one power, one presence, one life. It is the life of God. God is love. God is joy. God is wisdom. God is perfect activity. God is perfect knowing. God is success. God is the perfect accomplishment of every good idea in its being. God is the only power, the only presence, and therefore there is nothing in the physical world that can possibly prevent God from becoming what it desires to experience and express in the physical world. Each one here is an activity of God. Each one here is a unique place where God is expressing itself as each one. And therefore, all of the power, all of the perfect activity, all of the success, all of the joy, all of the ease of God is the truth of each one here. And each one here is now the consciousness of knowing that God is his or her divine partner. And that as each one sets forth on that journey to accomplish the goal that he or she set today, the divine is walking along on every single path, on every step through the entire journey. And the divine is fully willing to support each one to accomplish this goal or something even more exceptional, more extraordinary, more magnificent. Each one here is willing to allow this goal to become a fact in his or her life, knowing that as he or she does so, it is a demonstration to the goodness and the power and the glory of God. And as each one is able to accomplish this goal, he or she becomes a beacon to the entire world of what is possible for each and every person on this planet. Each one here is willing to do what's necessary, knowing that God is always guiding each one, and therefore the path is easy, it is focused, it is clear, and it absolutely demonstrates in success. I am so grateful to know this truth for each one here. I am so grateful to know that God's goodness and glory exists as the truth of each one. I release this word to the law, so grateful to know it is done, it is so, and with deep joy and gratitude I say, and so it is. That's it. See you. Hopefully I get to see you at the workshop.